Hello, and welcome to Conscious Hoofbeat. My name is Dr. Pamela Maynard, and I am passionate about guiding professional horsewomen on their journey to inner health and wholeness through online women's gatherings called Inner Health Circle. Today, I want to talk to you about how I learned real connection from horses and how it transfers to my human relationships. I know a lot of people have had a hard time lately with the social distancing and self-quarantine, but throughout this whole thing, I never felt alone, and I know it's because I have a relationship with my horses. I can spend the entire day in the barn and not talk to another human being and be totally at peace. And when I have a bad day or perhaps a disagreement or a fight with someone, I go straight to the barn because being with my horses provides me refuge and solace. Although the fact remains that we as humans are social animals and we need human-to-human connection as much as horses need to belong to a herd. Even though technology has somewhat been our saving grace through all of the social distancing, I believe we are still lacking real intimacy and connection. This type of connection isn't easy. It's difficult, requires commitment, discipline, and a desire to serve each other's spirits. From my experience, horses will more often than not want that connection. Humans, on the other hand, I feel like they're too caught up in social media, the need to be right all the time, and ultimately living from a place of ego. This connection I'm talking about, it requires vulnerability, and I believe a little bit of spiritual training too. And for me, this starts with a meditative awareness and becoming more in tune to what I'm feeling on the inside. By learning awareness of what's happening in my body, it allows me to make choices in how I react. It allows me to be mindful when I'm with my horses, which is not only safer than reacting, it yields far more positive results. And when I'm experiencing any turmoil in my life and feeling emotional or imbalanced, my horses show up for me. They lower their heads, they touch my heart chakra, and they remind me that I am loved. Every morning while I clean horse poop, my pinto gelding follows me around. He just likes to touch me with his muzzle. He doesn't try to like bite or nip. He just wants to feel close to me. He doesn't say anything, and he doesn't ask for anything in return except that I let him touch me. It's a simple exchange of loving energy that needs no words. My connection with horses is only painful when one leaves my life. The rest of the time is the true connection of mind, body, and spirit. However, sometimes this can be the opposite. My horses will remind me that I'm not balanced. They tell me with their reactive body language. They tell me that I need to slow down, I need to breathe, and I need to get grounded if I want to be in their space. When we aren't in sync, the horse tells me, and I choose to listen. And it's not just being in sync with them. It's usually indicative of not being in sync with my life. Not allowing the ebb and flow of life to just happen and trust that it is all in divine order. Sometimes I resist, and when there's resistance, I don't have movement in my life. I can't move and feel stuck at the same time. And I'm reminded that when I try to make things happen on purpose, that doesn't work either. But when I don't do anything at all, I remain stuck right where I am. And that doesn't feel good. So how do I get unstuck? I move. I walk, I hike, I do yoga, I dance, and I ride my horses. Movement connects me to the divine. It nourishes me. Whether I'm hiking, walking, dancing, or riding, movement is a huge part of my health. It restores my connection. The horses remind me to slow down. I don't always have to run and move fast, but movement does inspire me to spiritual openness, which yields kindness, love, and connection. On the flip side, when my horses get a little too sassy with their expression, it is up to me to say, "That doesn't work for me. I won't settle for poor behavior or disrespect." My horses may get reprimanded, but I also thank them for reminding me that we are each other's reflection of what is going on in life. Horses are such wonderful teachers. Every day they remind me of how good it feels to be touched and loved. I believe that when I show up for other relationships the way the horses show up for me, the connection has the potential to be open and full of love. And who doesn't want to be loved? If what you just heard resonates with you, I invite you to go to ConsciousHoofBeat.com and receive a free audio of an exercise you can do right now with your horse to feel more grounded and connected. Until next time, enjoy your horse.